Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, June 2nd. You'll be interested to know. 72 years ago today, in 1953, Queen Elizabeth II was crowned at Westminster Abbey in London, England. At the age of 27, she ascended the throne following the passing of her father, King George VI. This historic coronation was the first to be televised, allowing millions worldwide to witness the grandeur of the ceremony. Queen Elizabeth's reign has since become a symbol of dedication and service, inspiring generations across the globe. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Monday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean this morning with waist-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 to 3 feet throughout the morning, providing great conditions. However, expect the winds to remain onshore at 3 mph, creating some minor bumps as the day progresses. Enjoy the early glassy conditions before the winds shift later. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 0-foot low tide, when the south-southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 16 seconds, and the onshore wind is 3 mph. The first low tide Monday will be a 0.5 foot at 9:45 a.m., with a 4-foot high tide at 5. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. Tuesday through Thursday features a mix of conditions. Tuesday starts with clean 2 to 3 feet waves, shifting to fair in the afternoon. Wednesday offers clean 3 to 5 feet surf, peaking with fair conditions. Thursday sees clean 5 to 8 feet waves in the morning, transitioning to choppy by midday. Overall, expect varied conditions with potential for fun rides, especially early in the week. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 65 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:54, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:41. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog this morning, clearing by mid-morning, followed by partly sunny skies and a high near 66 with a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with patchy fog after 11 and a low of 62 with calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies Tuesday with patchy fog before 11 a.m. and a high near 66. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 61. Wednesday and Thursday will be mostly sunny with highs near 65 and 66, respectively. Nights will remain partly cloudy with lows around 61 and 62. Friday continues the trend, staying mostly sunny with a high near 66. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, nature enthusiasts flock to the San Diego, California coast for a unique opportunity to encounter the largest animal on Earth, the blue whale. The tour company, Gone Whale Watching, has seen a surge in demand for these excursions, particularly during the prime months of May through July. Captain Dominic Biagini shared his passion for this experience, highlighting the joy of sharing these moments with guests. His incredible drone footage has even caught the attention of nature documentarians with BBC Nature. In a groundbreaking moment, his team captured blue whales displaying social behaviors never before seen on film, showcasing the beauty of these majestic creatures. Now on to sports. The 2025 NBA Finals will feature a thrilling matchup between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers, two franchises with intriguing connections. Both teams excel at avoiding turnovers and maintain a fast pace, while neither relies heavily on three-point shooting. The key to their success stems from a pivotal trade involving star player Paul George. Drafted by the Pacers, George was later traded to the Thunder, setting in motion a series of moves that led both teams to the finals. The upcoming showdown is a testament to the impact of trading Paul George. In local sports, yesterday afternoon in San Diego, the Padres triumphed over the Pirates 6-4. Manny's first-inning homer and seventh-inning sacrifice fly were pivotal, and despite McCutchen's solo shot, the Padres' bats, including Merrill's double, proved too strong. Morihan secured the win, while Rainey took the loss, and Suarez earned the save, closing the game at 2 hours and 54 minutes. The Friars improved to 33-24, taking 2 of 3 in the series. Tonight, the Friars take on the Giants in San Francisco for Game 1 of a 4-game series. Steph Kolek, with a 4.11 ERA, faces Logan Webb and his 2.82 ERA. First pitch at 6:45, under clear skies and 65 degrees. In top news, in a shocking revelation, North Korea has been infiltrating Western companies by placing young information technology workers under false identities. These operatives, often trained in cyber warfare, are using advanced techniques, including artificial intelligence, to secure remote jobs. A case involving Christina Chapman, who facilitated these operations, highlights the extent of this scheme. Federal investigators found her housing dozens of laptops linked to North Korean agents, aiding them in bypassing security measures. As the pandemic surged remote work, the number of North Korean cyber operatives has increased significantly, posing a serious threat to global cybersecurity. In business news, Chinese electric vehicle makers are gaining traction, pulling ahead of Tesla with impressive sales figures. In May, NIO, XPeng, and Li Auto together delivered almost 98,000 vehicles, marking a 50% increase from last year. BYD, the largest electric vehicle maker in China, reported over 200,000 all-electric vehicles delivered, up 40% year-on-year. Meanwhile, Tesla's sales in China fell to about 58,000 cars in April, down 6%. Despite this, Tesla's stock has surged nearly 100% over the past year, fueled by investor optimism in artificial intelligence and upcoming ventures like a robotaxi business. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% over the weekend to $105,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to just over $2,500. And Goetzius Maximus is down 6% to 12 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. In a landscape rapidly evolving in artificial intelligence, the emergence of DeepSeek, a Chinese startup, is challenging United States dominance. Founder Lian Wenfeng, often referred to as Tech Madman, empowers young researchers at DeepSeek, which recently gained international attention with its R1 model, outperforming established Western counterparts while claiming to have built it at a fraction of the cost of OpenAI's GPT-4. Despite allegations of government ties and data theft, DeepSeek continues to thrive. In a nation where innovation is fueled by state support, its story underscores China's burgeoning tech prowess and the shifting dynamics in the AI race. And in entertainment news, YouTube is transforming the entertainment landscape, increasingly competing with traditional television, particularly sitcoms. For years, the platform has asserted that young people don't watch cable, they watch YouTube. However, challenges remain, including perceptions of low-quality content. To elevate its image, YouTube invested $100 million in original programming and attempted various initiatives, ultimately seeing success with creators like Alan Chicken Chow and Dar Man. Their scripted shows resonate with younger audiences, as YouTube now claims over 12% of television viewing in the United States. As viewership grows, YouTube is poised to become a dominant force in media, challenging Hollywood's status quo. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Thomas Edison. And he said, "The value of an idea lies in the using of it." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.